The Drop with Frank and Brian is officially brought to you by Switch Suspension. Switch Suspension specializes in all vehicle chassis components. Lift kits, lowering kits, air ride suspension, wheels, tires, steering, and brake upgrades. They use all the best products from the best brands. And these guys are truck guys. You roll into their parking lot at the shop and they all drive custom vehicles. So they use their products that they sell on their own vehicles. So if you guys are looking for anything for your vehicles, whether you're just starting out or you just need some replacement parts or whatever, give them a call or visit their website, switchsuspension.com.
Hope you enjoyed this episode of The Drop. If you like these podcasts and all the other content we create, head on over to our websites and purchase merch. Purchasing merch keeps us going and creating more content. Our websites are grinder-tv.com and livelifecustom.com. We really appreciate it. Now on to the episode.
Much better.
All right.
So, how are you?
Good.
I'm fantastic.
I didn't ask.
Oh. Anyway.
How are you?
I'm good. I've spent the last week beating my head against the wall trying to get through this mini-nats edit. I was hoping to start today's episode with saying, hey, go check out the video. No, that's not.
No?
No, it's almost not, so
not coming together for you?
No, it is. It is. It is. But it's just like same old story to tell. A lot of stuff. A lot of story to tell. How to tell it, what to, you know, include, what not to include. I'm in the latter portion. I'm in the show coverage portion, so that tends to go a little bit faster, but still, like, do you remember we not so much interviewed, but we gave away the drop trophy, the skateboard, and we gave away our picks and stuff. So just figuring out where those fit and, you know, nice transitions into those. So
yeah.
But I got it pretty much figured out. It's just kind of like keep plugging away at it, but I started this week with, I came into Monday with the like very first part done, the snowstorm part, you know, I kind of made that a thing. And then, I was like, I have four or five days. Like my original plan was to have this uploaded Thursday, yesterday. Cause today's Friday. And, it just like the days just slip by so fast. You know what I mean? It's so weird. So I had two thoughts about this. One, it's weird. I have 24 hours in a day to do it, right? So I could, and there's nothing stopping me from sitting down for 12 solid hours and creating this edit. That is a fact. So there's no reason, in reality, there's no reason to not finish it, you know? But then, like, there's these mental blocks. There's these, like, hurdles to get past. You know what I mean? Well, I mean, you know what I mean. You know exactly what I mean. And it's just kind of interesting because, like, someone who doesn't really edit videos much or do stuff like this, it seems like, dude, you have basically unlimited hours to do this. Why is it so freaking hard? And I asked myself that question many, many times this week. Why is this so freaking hard?
Yeah. Yeah. It. What I'm learning is that I make it hard on myself because of the way I film. So if I can change the way that I film, it makes the edit easier. So my hangups while I'm editing are normally my own hangups. And I'm like, man, I wish I had this or I wish I would have done this. So now when I'm out doing whatever I'm doing, I'm remembering those things and going, okay, film this because it helps you get through the blocks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, and it's like the, it's like I've been working on three different videos at the same time.
And I thought about that, like how you do that. I'm all, that is probably extra difficult to manage. Well, because these three things. What,
my videos.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Plus other people's videos. But like,
right.
I'll get blocked on one and I'll just quit it and I'll go into the next one and I'll get a couple little more on the next one. And then
okay.
So if you have three, instead of trying to do one and then finish it and then do the next one and then finish it, if you can inch away on two or three, catch yourself sitting there scrolling, close the project out, open the next project.
That's good advice.
Or get up off your computer.
Well, do you ever? I actually been doing that. I've actually been getting up and walking away. You know, because like I have fallen down those traps where I just kind of get frustrated and I just kind of stop and then I just sit there and just like do nothing for a while. So I have learned how to do that. Just get away from it for a little bit, you know?
Yeah. If my focus is more on social media versus my project, then I know I'm wasting time.
Right. Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, well, what am I going to do? I need to just go do something more productive because I'm just not being productive. And then I'll come back and try it a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not fun. It's like, it's fun once you get into the groove.
It is.
Like once you get into the groove, you're just like click, 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 mm-hmm. click. Everything just starts to kind of ding, ding, like really fast. But that initial get like trying to figure it out.
Yeah, it's really rough.
Really, really
I did take some of your advice from last week about just taking clips. Like, this is the other thing that I thought too is, okay, so as much as it's like someone could say like, hey man, you have like all this time, it should be fairly attainable to do this. By the time this video is done, it's going to be about between 30 and 40 minutes. That's a lot of video. 30, 40 minutes is a lot of video to like, think of it in the fact of like a TV show or a movie, you know? And I know that's not very comparable, but I think there's some comparison to the fact that like there are teams of people who create this stuff. And it's just one person creating this 30 to 40 minute video telling this story, you know? Yeah.
That's a long video.
It is. Oh, dude, it's going to be a long one. There's, like I said, there was like so much since we were there for so long. Like there was so much going on, you know. And I'm trying to like tell a story, but keep it engaging, but not let it drag on, but not dwell on certain things, and keep the beat going. And like it's a ton of stuff. Like and my what my plan is once I'm done with this video, I'm going to start actually on the showcase video from last year. And I want to use that as an example of just taking some cool music and just like some mainstream music or, you know, whatever, however you want to refer to that type of music, and just cut it up and see what happens and have some fun with it.
Yeah.
You know, so that'll be my kind of like my refreshing start. But maybe like you said, maybe I should just start doing that to like get it going, get the stuff flowing, you know?
Well, just test it on one and see how, and you know what I mean? That's the only thing you can do. Cause that was, when I made that change, is that was my biggest hang up was the music. And I was like, okay, something's got to change. Cause, this is not working.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of where I'm at right now with a couple of things. I'm like, it's nothing like crazy, but I'm just like, I'll sit there and I'll go, okay, I want to like the build video type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just like, no, I need to do that. Like, what am I messing around with the show coverage for?
Right.
So, you know, obviously, Chupas did the LST one. I dropped the video yesterday.
You did?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that. You did?
No. Yeah.
No, I have no idea.
I put up LST yesterday.
Oh, wow. Okay. I got to go watch that. Maybe I should go watch that and come back and then we can talk about it. I had no idea.
Yeah,
that's how I've been like in this. I've been kind of like in this like slump, but not a slump. It's really weird. I'm like, I'm okay. Let me explain my feeling today, actually.
Yeah,
I'm like trying to get through this edit, get it done. I'm trying to, you know, I fall into the trap of scrolling, but I'm like getting so sick of the internet right now.
I know.
I'm kind of over it, actually.
It is to the point where you've seen everything.
And it's the same. And now I'm realizing it's the same stuff over and over and over.
Yeah.
Even like TikTok used to be my little escape. Like, cause like, you know, like we create content for YouTube, we create content for Instagram. So like, and I was messing around with TikTok creating stuff, but it got to the point where TikTok was like, kind of like my little escape, you know, like I could just shut my brain off and just, but now I'm like, I literally was just like looking at it and I'm like, this is the same thing over and over and over and over.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
My TikTok has gotten really good.
Oh.
I don't know if you watched any of the video. I've shared it in the group and I don't know if I sent it to you on TikTok in a messenger or whatever. But there's a couple of creators on there that are just, I'm super engaged with now.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's one that's this girl, she's in New York City and she has a very monotone voice.
Yeah, I saw that.
The comments on it, it's so funny because like the top comment will always be, everyone, be quiet. My show's on. And she went from like nothing to, I think she's up probably close to 1 million followers now.
Wow.
And she never shows her face.
Yeah.
No one knows what she looks. Eventually
people
will.
It's like a first person view kind of thing.
She's wearing the glasses. She does everything with the glasses.
Yeah. I know someone who does that. Yeah.
Yeah. And the way she talks and her monotone and just the way she interacts with people. And she's been to Vietnam now, Mexico.
I saw the Mexico stuff.
Yeah, she just engages with people. And it actually made me like go, well, I could just do things by myself.
Right, yeah.
It's making, like, it's actually, like, people in the comments, you read, it's really interesting. It's like, they're like, oh, I because of you, I went and ate by myself. Because of you, I went and just did this thing by myself.
Uh-huh.
You know, and it was really interesting. So there's people on the platforms like that
mm-hmm.
that are really, it's really cool to see not them. It's yeah. just cool to see what they're doing. Because everyone on these platforms, it's them, right, me, mm-hmm. me. And
I think so, that's what I'm just kind of getting tired of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's same with podcasts. Mm-hmm. I mean, what we're doing right here, you know.
I know. I thought about that as well. I wonder how many people are just kind of like sick of us just yapping.
Yeah, but that's totally fine because like I actually just went through my podcast list the other day and just unfollowed like six of them.
Oh, yeah.
Because I never listened to him, mm-hmm. and I'm just like, ah, I'm just over this. I'm probably not going to come back to it. And if I do, I can go and refollow him,
mm-hmm.
you know. And when if people don't listen to this podcast, it's totally fine because it's just not for everybody.
Yeah, and I get and this happened to me so many times where you like you follow somebody and you're like really engaged with them and you're really like stoked about their content, and then after a while you just kind of gets repetitive and then you leave. But then you kind of come back, and I think maybe that's the influx of people, you know, who even maybe listen to this. Like, there are some people who are like, okay, yeah, like, I've heard these guys talk a lot, you know, I'm going to take a break, you know, and then
yeah.
they leave, and then maybe people who thought that before come back. I don't know. Who knows? Yeah. It's just, like, it's such an interesting world that we live in. We haven't really talked about social media, like intently in a while, so this is probably a good time to catch up on all that stuff.
Yeah.
Which is, like, just our experiences with everything, you know, navigating through this digital world as people who consume content and create content, you know?
Yeah. Even the word content. Did you watch that video that Will shared in the yeah. group the other day? That's the same video that I had sent you a while back when right. it first came out, like a month ago or whatever. But it was really interesting because, I don't know, we should put a link to that video in the description of this video.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I think, yeah. like, I liked it. And just kind of a quick synopsis of the people who are listening. It's basically a video about how everything has turned into content. Everything has turned into a marketable thing. Everything has turned into like a side hustle. And I've actually noticed quite the trend through my social media about people talking about this phenomenon. You know, like some of the videos that I really engage with lately is the ones that are talking about doing stuff just to do it for yourself. Because, like, we live, especially like you and I, because our whole thing relies on doing this kind of thing and creating content. It's like you almost need something that is extra that no one knows about.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I have a couple things that I do, and I don't want to talk about them because once I talk about them, it is exactly what, you know. So there's a couple things that I've been doing that I've been trying to, like, maybe test that out. Like doing something completely separate from what we're doing here. But still satisfying, you know?
Or just doing the thing you do and not posting it.
Like, what would that look like?
Like going to a car show.
Oh, okay, yeah. That would be fun. I would love to go to a car show and not...
Go to a car... But go to the car show and not post anything.
Mm-hmm. Like not even like you went kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. You know, like, there's things that I do that I don't necessarily... Like, I don't post a ton of personal stuff on my...
Mm-hmm.
Instagram. I don't post anything on Facebook, and it's so refreshing.
Yeah,
because once you do it, you feel like you have to do everything,
right?
And it's just this weird phenomenon, like you said. It's like this weird phenomenon of like, and then now, you know, we've marketed what we do in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's other people that are marketing their personal lives,
which I've kind of done myself. You know what I mean? I've fallen. I wouldn't say victim to that, but I've definitely have contributed to that where I've kind of like monetized my life. You know what I mean? To a certain extent.
Which you've monetized part of your life.
Oh, yeah. Not the whole thing.
Obviously. Yeah. Yeah. And that's the thing. But some people have monetized their entire lives, right. Their relationships, their breakups, mm-hmm. their kid, like everything, you know, yeah. And it started out, like I said, when I started YouTube, it was because of when vlogs first started.
Right.
And people, there's this guy, Charles Trippy. He's a bassist for is it a band called We the Kings?
Oh, yeah.
Something mm-hmm. like, yeah. And it was called Internet Killed TV or something like that. But anyways, that's the whole reason I started doing this, because I just fell onto him and he was doing these daily vlogs.
Mm-hmm.
And he still does it. And he's went through one marriage.
Yeah.
He's in a second marriage. He's had brain surgery. Like, you can know everything about this guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's almost like it becomes addicting to a sense.
Oh,
to like,
yeah.
Like your phone, you have to film something. It show everybody what you're doing.
That's me.
You
know, that's my life, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm completely transparent about that. You know, like that yeah. is, and it is addicting, because you're getting a dopamine rush. You're getting affirmation. You're getting confirmation. Mm-hmm. Like, you're getting all of these things that satisfy your brain, you know?
And then are you getting them because you're not, are we getting them online? 'Cause we're not getting them in real life.
Maybe.
Like, we're getting these things that, because online, if you post something online, you get all these people telling you, oh, that's cool, mm-hmm. cool. But if you don't do that, like if you don't post anything, you're still doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You're just not getting that.
Are you doing
that thing to do the thing, or are you doing that thing to get the reactions?
At this point, I don't even know anymore, man.
Yeah, right?
It's like we're at this point where, like, I don't even know. Like, the lines are all blurred, you know?
I know. It's crazy. That's why I try to keep it real. Like, I still post. Like, I went to that show last week, and I'm going to a show tomorrow, the mm-hmm. music stuff. And, you know, I'll post a couple shots of it, but I try not. Like, I will tell myself, like, okay, like, two is good. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like, I don't need to do anything more.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It's just really weird. You know what I mean? Because that, that doesn't do anything for my business.
Right.
Like, I'm not selling more shirts because I'm posting that I'm at a concert.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not getting more YouTube. I don't know. But the weird thing now is the transition that I've made into, from Grindr TV into The Good Life,
which is kind of now more monetized you personally,
which is, but it's more of just showing my face and a little bit of behind the scenes of what I do,
mm-hmm.
With the business part of it.
Yeah.
Not necessarily with my life part of it.
Mm-hmm.
So like I'm having a whole video that I've been working on is the going out back east, getting the trailer. And then the giveaway truck, like that's the next, I don't know. No, that's not the next video coming out. The next video coming out is when I went to Texas for Classic Truck Throwdown.
Right.
So like, I don't know. It's just this weird thing. You know what
it
I mean?
It is.
Like, trying to monetize this without also making this the entire thing of my life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how do you do that?
I don't know. You don't ask me, because I do not know, because I do that. I like, there's no reason for me to post so much about my vacation, you know, but I did, you know, or there's no reason for me to, I don't know. Yeah. I don't have the answers, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think
it's just interesting where we are. Where it is.
And I don't think there's anything necessarily wrong with anything that anyone's doing. You know what I mean? But you mm-hmm. have to like make sure what you're doing is because that's what you want to do. Mm-hmm. Not because that's what you feel everybody else thinks you want.
Which,
like that type. We've had that conversation a long time ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. With Pinstripe Chris, actually.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Like, that was one of the big things about him, is that's why he quit doing certain things online, you know?
Which is, oh, it's so very interesting you bring him up specifically, because just this morning he posted a thing where he remember those robot drawings that he used to do?
Oh yeah. No, I made a comment on there.
I saw that. Yeah. And so that's very interesting, because that's what he was doing at the time, but now he's doing, creating the art that he's creating. And, you know, yes, go back to that episode and listen to it to listen to more about his thoughts, but I wonder how he feels about it. He's like, what am I doing? Like, he really enjoyed doing the robot stuff, you know? Like, yeah. It's just, I think we're all in the same boat together trying to figure it out, you know?
Yeah. And you know, Roulette made a couple posts on the group chat about, you know, like, younger kids making fun of older people, like, and everyone that's older, like, I would say, you know, let's say 40 and up, you know what I mean? 40s and their 50s are figuring out, like, the whole internet thing. Like, mm-hmm. it's weird, right? But the younger people coming up, they don't use it as much. Like, they're not using Facebook, and I think Instagram's probably going to be the next one to to go.
It not seems go, like but it. Not, yeah, but it, to enter that Facebook enter late that Facebook. Stage, late stage social media.
Yeah, you have life. Like this, like if there was a timeline, right? You yeah. go like MySpace appears, boom, and then it just blows up and then it falls out. As yeah. Facebook, boom, and then Facebook, boom, and then Instagram, and then now TikTok, and then you got like Snapchat in there and Twitch and all these other social media platforms. But
I think yeah. a lot of the time also is when I think you can almost like see the death of a social media, not the death necessarily, but the downside of it to me is like when corporations get involved and like yeah. money gets involved, you yeah. know, because like now when you scroll TikTok again, when you scroll TikTok, it's like ad and ad. And I find myself now trying to not in, you know, say not interested and skip past anything that says promoted or selling mm-hmm. in the TikTok shop. That's yeah. another phenomenon that's going on right now is this damn TikTok shop stuff. It's like everybody's yeah. hawking things in the shop, which I'm not going to call out anybody in particular, but just things that I've noticed is like, you know, there are people out there who started a brand in one thing, but now, and I understand it's very enticing because it is a way to make money. Like there's, you have to do what you got to do sometimes, but it is interesting to see some of these people who are like very niche based content, but then now selling stuff. You know, and I got to give it to
nothing, people that has nothing to do with that.
I was about to follow it up with it is. There are some people who try to like still, you know, maintain what the focus of what their content is on and kind of like, well, yeah, this is a TikTok shop thing, but this is how I could apply it to here. But then there are some things that are so completely divorced from your content. It's yeah. almost like a little shock. Like you're like, whoa, you know, what's yeah. happening?
And it shocks you. And anyone that does that, just know that the people watching it. They see right through it, yeah. you know. It's not really great for the viewers. There, there's a guy on YouTube, Rich Rebuilds.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm.
yeah. If you watch it, go watch one of his videos and watch how he does his ads. Mm. So he has people that sponsor his videos, but you never even really know.
They're so well integrated.
When he rolls into the ad,
oh, mm-hmm.
he's very creative about it,
mm-hmm.
and it makes you go. Oh, I didn't mind that because it was actually part of the video. It's like, right. Like the magazines like Playboy, you know, when they had advertisements in the magazine or Truck Hub is another one. Like mm-hmm. that when they have advertisements in the magazine that have like really nice photography and mm-hmm. like they're really integrated well. It's kind of like along those lines.
And then you have some like some channels that do advertisements and stuff that are just like a full like it feels like the video just kind of like hits the brakes and then we got to take a break to do yeah. this thing, you know. Yeah. And then like, what's interesting is YouTube was doing a thing for a minute where they would like I guess the AI would figure out which part is the ad and then it'd give you a bar at the bottom. So it tells you like how far the ad is going to go. So I just hit, you know, skip ahead until I see that bar fill and then move on with the video. You know,
but I think YouTube Premium, so I don't see any of that.
Oh, you got YouTube Premium? I just do ad blocker.
No, my ad blocker stopped. It would work and then stop and then
yeah,
work.
Yeah, it's getting a little dodgy lately.
Yeah, so I finally was like, no, and it's the best decision I've ever made because that's what I watch on the regular TV too.
Right. Yeah, that's just your whole entertainment.
It's just my whole entertainment. Like mm-hmm. it's my cable basically.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting always navigating through this world, you know. And like I said, I want to go back to that TikTok show thing. I understand that it like you have to. You got to play the game, right? Yeah. So if TikTok is like, "Hey man, you got to sell this stuff." And if that's your whole deal, then you're like, "All right, I got to gotta sell that stuff," you know.
Well, you know on TikTok on the bottom where it gives you the little you have notifications, you know?
Mhm.
Does yours every time you open that have a TikTok a notification from like TikTok
yeah.
saying how to make money or monetize yeah, yeah. this or da da da? It's like they're pushing so hard to want you to that and turn your notifications on every platform.
Oh yeah, I
like,
know.
Turn your notifications on. Turn your notifications on.
Yeah,
nope.
Yeah, nope. Not gonna do that.
Yeah, and then Tony Hawk's Taco Bell commercial. That thing pops up every time I open TikTok. It's Tony Hawk and Taco Bell.
Yeah,
and I'm like. Jesus.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's just the way the world works, you know?
Well, it's part of the game. Back in the day when you used to watch, you know, a 30-minute TV show at night, you would get you'd get the intro, a commercial break, and then two or three commercial breaks after that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the actual episode was 20, I think they were 22 minutes long or something. Mm-hmm. So you had 7 minutes of commercials and you couldn't skip through those, and nobody, everyone was like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah. It's just like,
now,
yeah.
Now you can, you, we get commercials on these things and we're like, oh, this is the worst thing ever. And it, yeah, it does suck, but it's still kind of the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah. No, definitely. And it's funny how we've become so, resistant against, you know, advertising. And it's just because, like, it's like, again, it's changed. Like you would have, you know, before the internet and you would watch a TV show, you would have these big ad agencies creating ads, you know. Now it's just like, so it's so micro, it's like a micro, what do they call it? Like a microorganism or like a micro transaction. I don't know what the right term is going to be, but like, that's what it is now. Everything is a micro transaction, you know. There, it's almost like, it's like, hey, look, we'll do this thing for you, but you give us like a little bit of time back for an ad or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, and then, and I think now we have more kind of like more power as consumers than we did before, because to go back to your like TV analogy, or not analogy, but how it used to be, like you had no power.
Yeah.
You couldn't, you had no power. You had to sit there and just take it basically. But now the consumer has so much power. These companies have to be like, okay, well, look, what are we, how are we going to do this? How are we going to get these, you know, sell stuff to people, basically. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. It started with the mute button.
With the mute. Oh, like muting commercials.
Yeah. When the, I remember my parents would mute the commercial.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Commercials were gone, they'd mute them. Yeah. And now, you know, you gotta, even on the streaming platforms, you know, there's tiers now. So there's the first tier, which is the cheapest one, mm-hmm. and you get commercials, and then you got to pay extra not to get commercials.
Yeah.
And but so these companies, they're doing everything they can. Like they're like, okay, where are we going to place these? Where are we going to put our products? Where are we going to do this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, let's pay these creators just to show them on their videos.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost like,
but then people become like aware of that, and then they almost get mad at the creators for doing that.
Right.
You know, so it's like it's such a muddy mess.
It is.
You know,
it is. Yeah, I don't know. I've never thought, like, it's funny because this whole, like, when we started doing our giveaways and all that, like, that started because I had a wallet company approach me to put ads mm-hmm. on the video, and they would pay X amount of money. And I'm just like, I thought about, oh, yeah, that's it. And then I went, wait a minute. Why am I going to spend? It was like you with the Liquid Death, right?
Yeah.
It was like, why are we going to spend yeah. this time promoting someone else's thing?
Yeah. Who doesn't care about you, by the way.
Who doesn't care about you.
Yeah.
And it's like time, right? It's like, it all comes back to time.
Yeah.
My time. I want my time to focus on my thing.
Yeah.
As much as possible. If it's, I'll put it back like to client work. So I do a few people's YouTube channels, right? Edit, some of them I film, some of them I just edit. And then some of them I film, edit, and upload. Like the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
So like, but I've had to like really spend less time doing that and tell these people like I can still do this, but I can only do it up to a certain amount, because why am I just spending all my time making your YouTube channel grow?
Right. Yeah. We just said that many times.
My YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Right. So there's like a line maybe that comes as like income from them.
Mm-hmm.
And then where does that meet that my income, like my time on my channel to create more income, whether it's t-shirt sales, whether it's shows, or whether it's t-shirt sales or monetizing YouTube, whatever it is, right? Where mm-hmm. that income, once that income hits this income,
mm-hmm.
I know I want this to keep going. I don't want, I want this to go down, because right. it's just, now it's just time spent doing my stuff, not anyone else's.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you find yourself doing that more and more lately?
Oh yeah. Yeah. There's, I've said no to a couple companies for like some pretty good work, you know, but if I were to take that work, yeah, I would have like this good income every month, but I would be not uploading YouTube videos.
Right.
I would be not doing a ton of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to force myself to say no. And then the time that I would have spent over there filming and then over here editing, now I just spend that time on editing my videos.
Yeah. No, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like yesterday I went down, I took the little trailer, which had all of the club stuff in it, you know, cause I had, the big trailer was gone. So I went down and to the trailer storage, unhooked the little trailer, hooked the big trailer up, pulled the big trailer out, filmed with the big trailer, and then unloaded the small trailer into the big trailer, and then had to like do all these things. And it took me more than half the day where I didn't make any money doing that.
Mm-hmm.
I could have been over at Pro Performance filming and making money,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not here. But that is going to hopefully make content, yeah. and it's going to sell, you know, t-shirts. And again, we always say that this whole goal is to sell t-shirts and sell t-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
That is the goal, but that goal is so we're working for ourselves.
Yeah.
You know, it sounds like bad when we're, it's just to sell a t-shirt. No, it's not just to sell a t-shirt. The selling the t-shirt creates the income where we can create more stuff and do the things we want.
Right.
Instead of going to work every day, yeah. type thing.
Well, I've said a lot that it's like an abstract thing, and it's hard for some people to understand this abstract thing. It's like doing all this work now to pay off later, or like doing this thing now. Like these podcasts are a really good example that we create these podcasts every single week, and it is part of a larger puzzle of creating podcasts and videos and going to car shows and selling shirts and like all of this stuff. It's all part of this, like, and it's hard for someone to like put it all together, you know, because like, I get it. Like, you know, there are people who go to work every week, they get paid every 2 weeks, you know, that's a very like cause and effect type thing. You know, what mm-hmm. we do is a very abstract thing, you know? Yeah. So it's hard to like quantify to someone what we're doing here. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. why are you spending? It's like, actually, it's just like these trucks we're building, like your Tacoma, my Tacoma, that's going to start soon. It's like, these things are, everything is like purpose driven. You know what I mean? So I feel like I'm talking a lot without saying much, but which is another thing that is bothering me about social media lately is it's a lot of talk with not yeah. a lot of substance.
Yeah. yeah. Those videos you sent me the other day, what do they call those videos? Like, what are those?
So there's not a term for it, but it's bugging the crap out of me. And we'll go into that. And it's these. So I think some people know that, like, I don't like the whole like I don't really like the motivational sphere to begin with. I would say
we don't like that. We've both said that we don't like that.
Well, I'm just talking from my perspective. Yeah. You know, I can't speak for you, but yeah, I'm not a big fan of that whole thing. And it all started a few years ago with those like black and white pictures. It's usually like a black and white picture of a guy fixing his watch, and it's got text on it that has some motivational thing on it.
Yeah.
And that I never jived with those. Well, I want to start this. First of all, I want to start this conversation with one disclaimer. If this works for you and you find some sort of joy or it helps you in some way, congratulations. That's amazing. I'm very happy for you for that. I am not that person. I look at it as very contrived. I almost feel like it's insulting to the person consuming the content. It's just like, you know, back then it was those meme type photos or macro images where it's what I described, guy fixing his watch, some sort of text, you know, and it has evolved into now. And it's actually a thing. And I've watched a couple of videos on it. And what I'm talking about specifically is the ones where it's a guy just like this, just like you and I talking, and it's a guy talking into a mic, and it's got some very like powerful like music behind it, you know, and it's usually black and white. I don't know why things get serious, more serious when it's black and white. And it's this guy talking, and the one that I'm referring to, it's like, if you don't work hard and you don't do this, then you don't deserve to have success. You need to get out there and work hard. So the videos that I've watched on them, those are fake. They're not talking to anybody. Usually what they do is they're just sitting, like I'm sitting in this office, I'm talking to you right now, but usually they're not talking to anybody, and they'll create a whole bunch of clips of just like really just talking about nothing. Sounds motivational. It sounds very impactful, but there's really no substance behind it.
There's an entire business model based on that.
What
you're talking about, but there's a pyramid scheme based on that.
Hmm.
And I have been sent videos of these guys hiring editors and photo and video.
Really?
Guys. And I've known people that have gone to these like conferences, and it's the same thing. It's
really?
It's like this, like, yeah, it's just like, you know, you, it's just like, it just goes back to like, work hard, work hard, work hard, work mm-hmm. hard. It's just very like,
well, the joke know. That you and I have said a lot, and maybe we've said this on the podcast or not, but it's their advice is this: if you're thirsty,
go drink
water. Get a drink.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we know.
Okay. Can you offer me any other, and I've said this before about the whole motivational sphere. It's like these dudes are like, look, man, all you got to do is work hard every day and you will succeed. And you're like, that's awesome. That's really good beginning advice. Do you have anything else to offer? Like, you know, how to navigate through this social media sphere, or how to edit a video, or how to do anything that has substantial. And they're like, no, that's it. That's it. That's the whole advice.
It's like the health nut stuff going around, like the get out and get sun. Like,
oh yeah.
These
yeah.
very simple things that are like don't eat seed oils, don't eat red dye, mm-hmm. like da 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 da. You know what I mean? That's like, there's so many people out there like walking around looking at ingredients and going, you see this? Mm-hmm. This will kill you.
Oh, I've seen those too.
Yeah, yeah. It's very, and you're just like, yeah, no shit. So will water if you drink enough of it.
Right, right, yeah.
Right? You know what I mean? It's like, I don't know.
It feels to me, you know, another thing that I really don't like about it is it feels so predatory to me. That's, I think, and I think that's what bothers me the most.
It is. Because you can see it being predatory where others don't. They just, it makes them feel good in a weird way. And at the end of the day, these people are trying to get you to consume their content because mm-hmm. that's what they're making money on.
Right, exactly.
And most of them, if you dig deep, are selling something.
Usually a course of some sort.
A course. Courses are big. Supplements are big.
Uh-huh.
You know, which you could go down the supplement. That's another bogus thing. But
the thing
is they're selling something. They don't care about you.
Right. And they don't care if you succeed or not.
No, they don't at all, because what they're saying is literally nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just listen to what they say and really step back and go, it's doing nothing.
Yeah. And like I said, they're preying on these vulnerable people who probably are not in a great spot in life, who want to be better. And that's the thing. And that's the thing that sucks about all this stuff that makes me feel the worst is there are probably people who genuinely want to better themselves and they're mm-hmm. trying so hard. And then they see this guy. Or lady, because there are ladies who do it too. There's men and women who both do the same thing. They come across this, it makes them feel good, which I think is okay. That's fine. If you come across that and it gives you some sort of like motivation is the core, you know, principle of what they're trying to do. If it does motivate you to do something, then that's good. But I think where the problem lies is where people start one listening to that stuff like it's absolute truth, and then start like consuming more and more and more and more and more and more and falling down these like, you know, rabbit holes, so to speak.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's where it starts getting dangerous, so to speak. You know?
Yeah. And who are these people anyways?
Right.
There's literally companies that are probably behind all of this stuff and they're just getting this person. They're like, sit in this chair, da 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 da, and say all these things, you mm-hmm. know, industry plants, I guess you would say, kind of like type thing. They're basically video versions of those motivational memes, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. That's what it's evolved into. You know, 6-7 years ago, it was all black and white photos, but now it's like black and white videos of people talking nonsense for, you know, 30, 40 seconds or whatever. So, yeah, I came across that this week and I was just like, man, this bugs the crap out of me. Because I see, I'm not calling anybody out in particular, but I see my friend sharing it, you know?
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
And I'm like, again, if it makes you feel good, that's awesome. That's great. But don't fall victim to it and think of it as like gospel, you know?
Yeah.
And I sometimes I sit there and I see my friends do it and I'm like, oh man, oh well. Oh well. And again, I'm not calling out anybody in particular. That's just me navigating through my life, because there's some things that I come across that get me all revved up. If I'm going to, you know, say those things, I'll be transparent about myself. Like, I fall victim to that kind of stuff in a different way. You know what I mean? Like, I won't go into detail about it, but I watched this interview with these guys and I'm like, so like into it and what they're saying. And then I finished the video. I'm like, yeah, that I totally get that. I totally get what they're saying. That's really great. And then you watch something else or read something else or someone points out something. It turns out, well, those guys aren't that great. You know, they've done things in the past that are bad. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, and it then was,
it goes, oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm just going to say, and then it's a reality check. Then it's like, oh, hey, that was me falling victim to it too, in a different way.
We all have, and you all got to snap out of it sometimes. Look at all these freaking, all of these podcasts that are done by all these stand-up comedians.
Oh, yeah.
It's the same thing. Everyone mm-hmm. has now had these stand-up comedians as like, oh, they're right. Mm-hmm. Whatever they say is right. They know everything. No, they're just stand-up comedians monetizing
right.
this. They will say anything to make that money.
Yeah.
And I've seen people share it, and they're like, this makes so much sense. And it's like, yeah, it does, but it's, yeah.
Just be careful out there. I think that's the main thing. Is we're all human. You know, we're human. We fall victim to things. It's just being self-aware. And like you said, mm-hmm. snapping yourself out of it, you know, taking everything with a grain of salt, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah. Realizing that the people you listen to, it's like when you first find out that your parents aren't the smartest people, you know?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You're like, wait a minute. Santa Claus isn't real.
Yeah. But on the other side of the coin for that, what's interesting is you, yeah, so you are a young child and you like grow up and your parents know everything because they're in charge. They're the ones, you know. Yeah. And then you realize a little later on in life, you're like, oh, you know, the things they said are wrong. But then you come full circle and you're the parent and you realize your parents didn't know what they were doing. You know what I mean? Like, I can confidently say that raising my kids, I'm like, I was making it up the whole time.
Yeah.
Just going along, like, just testing things out, seeing what works, what doesn't work, and sometimes going, I just don't know what I'm doing. I'm just
now imagine if all of these people that post content, like podcast content, had that same attitude.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know actually what's happening.
Yeah,
this is just, I'm just making this up as I go. Yeah. No, they confidently tell you that whatever it is that they're talking about is the way that you're supposed to do it, or it's right, or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're so confident in that.
Mm-hmm.
And they're talking to millions of people.
Oh, yeah.
You're confident in it as a parent talking to your one or two children.
People. Yeah.
That's it, right?
Yeah.
But these people have an audience. When you have an audience of millions of people, that a responsibility comes along with that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. So these people aren't realizing it. And just hopefully that the people that listen to that stuff kind of realize that.
Yeah. And I think there's some value in vulnerability too,
mm-hmm.
you know, being vulnerable, you know, like we haven't said this in a long time, but for a while we said that this podcast is just us kind of like working through our lives kind of thing, you know, talking out loud. You know, and I think there is some value in that because mm-hmm. what it does is instead of like this guy creating these clips saying so confidently how you should be motivated and what you should do to be successful, like in our case, we a lot of the times go like, hey, look, even we started this video with me saying like I am like beating my head against the wall how to do this thing and I don't know how to do it, you know, and what it does is like maybe someone who's listening goes like, yeah, I feel the exact same way. Yeah. And at least I know that these guys who I kind of look at like, oh, these guys are doing cool things and like putting cool stuff together. Yeah, they also not necessarily don't know what they're doing, but they also have doubt. You know, they have they're kind of scared sometimes. Mm-hmm. They're confident sometimes, like sometimes very, very confident, sometimes a little scared, sometimes unknown. You know, I think there's value in that for other people.
Yeah. Yeah. And confidence is also like when you're overly confident about something, a lot of times you're unsure about that thing, so you're making it up with confidence.
Yeah, that happens a whole lot. And I'm guilty of that too.
Oh yeah, me too.
Yeah, I'm definitely guilty of that.
I've been guilty of it with you telling you like, hey, go. I remember when you bought that Sony camera, that first Sony camera.
Yeah.
I remember telling you all these things about it and then realizing afterwards that I was just trying to convince myself
yeah
that what I purchased was correct. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And because all those things I told you, I remember I was like, yeah, I remember it was pretty funny. I was like, yeah, S-Log. How many years ago was that?
Oh, man, that was many, many, many years ago.
I just started using S-Log full time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just started using like the log footage almost in 100% of what I shoot.
Yeah.
And back then I was trying to sell you on this log footage that I didn't even use for 10 something years or whatever it was. So,
hey,
yeah, it is. It's just, but I realized that sometimes my confidence is just me trying to oversell my lack of confidence.
Right. Yeah. No. Yeah. I totally get that. But yeah, just still just kind of navigate through life, man. Trying to do it. What we got going on? We got lots of stuff coming up.
I actually have something here that I did not talk about.
Before you get to that, let me bring up one little thing. Last week we were talking about Danger Zone coming back. We were like, is it in Porterville?
Porterville.
Yeah.
So it's all the same thing.
Well,
I saw Georgie say that too. He's like,
well, also someone tagged us in a thing with some kind of more information.
It was
Georgie. But yeah, but it is a little different because
it's all the same from Bakersfield to Sacramento.
Well, the only difference I would say is Visalia is like right off of the 5 or the 99 freeway, where Porterville is kind of like a little journey to get to.
No, I know. I'm just joking around, it's in that area.
So I just wanted to really quickly bring up all the pertinent facts about Danger Zone next year. It's April 4th, 2026. It's at the River Island Country Club in Porterville, California. And if you want to find out more information, go check out DangerousToys_SenCal on Instagram. That's where you find out all the information. So,
yep. Yeah. What I was going to say is Rich and Jill came down.
Oh, yeah.
From Canada and stayed here at the house for a little bit.
Yeah.
And one day we took off. We went over to Panda's. We went over to Rev B. And Switch. We did kind of like the little
tour
shop, little tour, you know? And, but the day we went to Rev B, I was like, where do you guys want to eat? And they're like, I don't know. And we saw a Waymo. We pulled up next to a Waymo and I was like, look, there's nobody in that car.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, whoa. And I was like, let's take one. I was like, cause I've never taken one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought you have.
I never have. Oh. So when we went to, Rev B, we just left the car there and took the Waymo to go to lunch and back.
Yeah. How was that experience?
It was really cool.
Yeah. Was it weird at first?
Oh yeah, but then all of a sudden you're just like, it's just like a normal thing. Like I caught all of us kind of like whoa, and then maybe a minute in we were just having normal conversations.
Well, this thing's just
this thing that was driving itself, right?
Uh huh.
Was no longer weird to us in the first.
Wow, that fast.
That fast.
Wow.
At least to me.
Uh-huh.
You know,
Rich is in the back, like
Rich is in Rich was in the front. Me and Jill were in the back.
So he's just the whole time like white knuckling it, looking at the thing.
But it's so funny because like I downloaded the app, ordered the car, and it pulls up in front of Scott's shop.
Yeah.
And it has your name on the top in this little skinny thing. Uh-huh. And I was trying to film that for an Instagram story, but the way it was glitchy, so it wouldn't catch in the frame rate of the camera.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it was pretty funny, yeah.
That's
was,
really cool.
That's yeah. And we were like, why is it going? Like, it made this right into this neighborhood. And we're like, why didn't you just go straight, you stupid car?
Uh-huh.
And then when it came out of the neighborhood, there was construction right there, and it couldn't have made the left.
Oh,
so it knew to go into the neighborhood and around. And it would, like, come up to a speed bump and slow down and then go over the speed bump. And then it's the weirdest
thing.
That's
wild.
And, you know, a lot of people were replying on the Instagram, and they were just like, nope, no way, nope, nope, nope. And I'm like, I think drove better than most people I know.
Yeah.
You know, and like there's a person that owns that company and their entire goal is to be as wealthy as possible.
Mm-hmm.
If their cars crash or don't do well, they become poor.
Very interesting you say that, because I had that same exact thought, but in the airplane. Like I was, you know, I flew. And I said before a couple episodes ago, I'm not a flyer. I don't like flying. And the whole time, like, kind of like to assure myself that, you know, everything's fine, is like, these people are here to make money. The second this plane goes down, no one makes any more money. Like, it is very, very pertinent to keep this thing flying and on time and everybody happy. Yes. So they will do everything in their power to do that. And that's that kind of like soothed my thinking, you know?
Until you realize that they're at the very tippy top of Boeing and all these other, they are going, okay, sometimes one of these are going to crash.
It's inevitable.
And people are going, like, it's not going to work out.
I like how you're phrasing that. That's very good.
So how many flights are worth the one that doesn't work out?
Right.
And you just never know if you're on the one that doesn't work out, but.
Well, thanks for unreassuring my brain.
But yeah, it is. Again, it, you know what I mean? It's a very, when you start to think of things like that, you know, like, I don't know. where I was going with that. No, but anyway,
yeah.
It was.
No, you're talking about the
experience.
Waymos, about you're right. Their ultimate goal is to keep it safe, because the second people start getting in accidents and getting hurt, then they don't make money.
Well, the other there's side effects to this, right?
Mm-hmm.
A driverless car is more safer on the road than a human driven car.
Well, there's always human error.
Yeah. Well, and we all text and drive, and mm-hmm. people drink and drive, mm-hmm. and people, their reaction time is not as fast. Mm-hmm. So as much as, you know, and we're in this car community, so people love cars, and it's like, cars are not just transportation to people like us and our friends. They are an extension of ourselves. Right. So mm-hmm. we look at things a little differently, but,
well, we've always said that about this whole thing about like electric cars, self-driven cars, the future of transportation. We are such a small, small minority of people who actually give a crap about this stuff. 99.98% of the population does not give a crap about the car. It's just simply a tool, simply to get them from here to there.
Yep. And we are the aftermarket community as a whole. You'll often hear this argument. Where it's a $30 billion industry annually, whatever, right? When people are talking about like SEMA, the aftermarket industry as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how much do you think it's worth to have self-driving cars to these companies? It's way more than what $30 billion.
Mm-hmm.
Money is always going to win. Oh, you know, it's always going to win. So this technology, even EVs, it was funny because, you know, people are like, oh, the EVs are going away now, or this is going away now. And it's like, no, Ford just announced an entirely new EV platform.
Mm-hmm.
And there's way too much money invested in these things mm-hmm. for that. They're not just going to go away.
Mm-hmm.
Self-driving cars. Tesla just launched their robo-taxi, and they're in right now testing in different cities.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be here soon. So then you're going to have Waymo, and you're going to have Tesla's robo-taxis. And then you have I forgot the ones in Vegas, they're little buses.
Yeah.
And there's actually no driver error. There's no driver area. There's no steering wheel.
It's just like a giant box.
It's a box. Mm-hmm. And right now, car designers are designing vehicles with no steering wheels.
Oh.
Right?
You don't need
because them. People that design these cars are 20, 30, 40 years in the making.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not designing cars for next year. They're not designing the next model year car. That's been done. They're thinking of in the future when there's not going to be a driver. There's not going to be this whole thing. So we're going to be literally being driven around in these boxes.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not us. Maybe we'll be gone by then.
Yeah. But eventually, yeah.
Eventually, mm-hmm. it's going to be this thing, and you cannot stop that.
No. And that's the thing, is you can't stop it. It's going to happen. But so you have to, like, as enthusiasts, we have to, like, find, again, like, kind of self-soothing ourselves. And we've said this about, like, the smog thing and emissions and electric cars. The only thing that happens when you have more and more electric cars is people stop caring about gas-driven cars. So now the thing that you can't smog or you can't build, now you can have like this outrageous motor with using all this gas. Like, no one's going to care anymore. You know? Yeah.
The more electric cars on the road for the people that just use transportation from A to B
mm-hmm.
alleviates rules for the people that want to modify their car.
Right. And also, I mean, and gas, like supply and demand, right? So if the demand goes away and they have this gas, they're like, well, now what are we going to do? It's going to be the future is going to be a gas station, you know, full of electric charging ports and one pump, and gas is going to be 80 cents a gallon.
Yeah. I don't know about that.
Well, I know that's very over the top and a very simplified thing, but you can see the sentiment I'm trying to say that no one's going to care.
Yeah.
But anyway,
it's going to be funny, because I think like your kids' kids or their kids' kids one day will go, man, great grandpa Frank, he used to have to go to the gas station.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I'm not saying this because I'm like promoting electric vehicles or promoting, I don't care.
Right.
I'm just saying sometimes you got to step back and take all of your emotions out of this thing and look at the world in a whole.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have China and Europe and these big mass economies moving one way,
mm-hmm. you can see the trend.
You could see what's going to happen, right? No one's going to come and take your mini truck with the gas motor in it, or your dragster, or whatever. No one's going to come and take that from you. But the the transportation industry in general is very interesting to me.
Oh yeah.
And so, driving in that Waymo was kind of like the first iteration of like, oh,
seeing that first like thing of the future.
This is going to happen.
Yeah. Are those also electric cars?
No.
Oh, those are gas cars.
I think so. I don't know, actually.
That's a good question.
Most of them are like Jaguar SU crossovers.
That's
because Jaguar is not selling anything to anyone, so they're just like,
these cars.
Yeah, take these cars. So yeah, but anyways, it's just transportation is interesting to me like that. Even like high speed rail and why we don't have high speed rail versus why some other countries do have high speed rail,
mm-hmm.
And the design around all of that public transportation type stuff is interesting.
You want to know a really good movie if you want to understand at least the basics of what happened to how we got where we are today? It's Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Do you remember that movie?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So the subplot to that movie is. They had the rail cars that were all over Los Angeles that took people around, and then the automotive companies came in and got rid of them.
Yeah.
That's sort of the subplot of the whole movie.
Yeah.
And it's like kind of like this like kind of like social commentary on the demise of public transportation and the rise of the automobile.
Yeah. That's very true. And that's also very true. Like for the follow the money crowd, if you want to really follow the money, follow the people that are fighting against that.
Oh yeah. Yeah. That's always
those people have a lot of money and they don't want public transport. They don't want high speed rail between Phoenix and LA, LA to Vegas, Phoenix to Vegas. Like if you start connecting these cities with 200 mile an hour bullet trains, like in Japan, whose sales go down?
Yeah.
Car companies, tire companies, brake companies, automotive companies.
Yep.
All that stuff. And oh yeah. And that's why I was going to hit up with the driverless car thing. And when you have less accidents on the road, insurance companies get affected.
Yep.
Body and paint shops get affected.
It's like, definitely cascades.
Oh, it's going to have a ripple effect within the economy. And I don't know, you know what I mean? I don't know where the good and the bad on that is. Cause you know how many people work at these places and how many people don't. Same with driverless trucks. That's going to be a thing soon.
I mean, that because you're also giving a great argument for the other side of it, too, you know? Oh, yeah, I mean, yeah. I see what you're saying. Like, I see what you're explaining. And, like, that's the argument is, like,
well, that's the thing is no one's preparing themselves for it.
Oh, that's also
everyone just goes, it's not going to happen. Oh, it's not going to happen. Oh, I don't want it to happen. Oh, my feelings. Oh, my feelings. And it's like, no, prepare your. If you are a 20-year-old and you want to be a truck driver, great. But just realize in 30 years when you're 50 and that's the only thing that you've ever had to do, what happens when there's driverless trucks all over the place?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like what, like, so I'm just like it's all automation, AI, like all these things. They call it the second industrial revolution.
We should, next week, why don't we do this? If we're like, not a lot of truck stuff is going on. Because we spent a lot of time this episode talking about social media and stuff. Let's do a little research on AI and like talk and have a discussion about that, because I think that is very prudent to what we do as well. You know, our kind of whole existence is of, again, creating content, making videos, producing t-shirts, like where does AI help us? Where does AI, you know, hurt us? Like
let's do it in 2 weeks when Lindsay's at the house, because she actually has been talking about some AI stuff when it comes to artwork.
Yeah.
So that could be a kind of a good discussion.
Yeah. I think that'd be a great discussion.
It's going to roll right into it. Cause there's a lot of AI stuff going on with editing and ChatGPT and where the advantages are and the disadvantages are. And it's the same thing with automation, right? There's advantages, there's disadvantages. But regardless of everyone's emotions, like it's happening so you have to figure it out.
Yeah. Okay. Sounds good. So that's 2 weeks. The C10 interventions in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, cool. I was gonna ask you about something. Oh yeah, you're coming out. Oh, you're not coming here this weekend, but you'll be in SoCal this weekend. You're going to that show.
Yeah, I'm leaving in about an hour or so.
Oh, you're leaving today to come out? When is the show?
Yeah, tomorrow.
Oh,
I'm gonna have a meeting up with a friend from high school.
Mm-hmm.
And we were really good friends in high school, and she ended up marrying this guy that I went to kindergarten through fourth grade with.
Oh, really? That's interesting.
Yeah. Who it was. Yeah. At a private school too. Right. So kindergarten through fourth grade, we went to a private school in Riverside, and I lived in Moreno Valley, and he lived in Rubidoux area. And so we met there, and then we met, and then I ended up moving right up the street from him when I was in sixth grade. So we ended up going back to school together from seventh, eighth, and he didn't know her, this girl, in those times. So I was friends with him and then friends with her. And then I moved away and after high school, they ended up meeting and get, and they're still married with kids and all that.
Oh, crazy. So,
super cool. Interesting. Yeah. Yeah.
Did you find someone to go with you tomorrow?
No.
You just rocking by yourself?
Yeah, just what I did last weekend too.
Yeah, that's cool. You know, I meant to mention this earlier when you touched on this, but doing things on your own. I love doing things on my own. And I like our lives are different, you know. You know, I have my kids and a family and everything. So for me, it is a very nice.
You're like, I have kids and my family. It's just you, man. It's just you. You're just by yourself, all lonely.
I wasn't saying that. All I was saying is we just lead different lives.
No, I know.
So when I find moments of peace that I can take, I enjoy them. Going to a movie.
And see, I'm different because I'm pretty much by myself, you know, all day long. And so I'm like, when I want to go to these things, I'm like, anybody want to go? But then I have to take into consideration the people that go might not be into it as much as me. And I don't want them to be bored.
Right.
And I also don't stand in the back, you know what I mean? And just watch like
you're in it.
I'm in it. You know what I mean? So like, I have to realize that. Cause if someone just goes with me, I'm like, okay, so we're going down to the front and there's people that are gonna be pushing us around and you might fall down.
Yep.
But
it'll be
fine. Are you down with that? And they're like, no, I don't want to do that. I'm like, well, okay.
Yeah.
Then I'm by myself anyways.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I think the bunch of the guys from Severed are going to be there too.
Oh, cool. The same people you ran into in
same people.
That's awesome.
Yep.
Funny little thing. A few weeks ago, I went to that goth show that I mentioned, and I forgot to mention a funny little interaction. So I took my kid, and we're standing in line to get in, and I'm like trying to do something, and my kid goes, "You know what's funny?" And I was like, "Yeah." I said, "What?" And she's all, "If people saw us, they would just think like, oh, that kid, their dad brought their kid to the show." And they're like, they have no idea that I'm taking my dad to the show.
Yeah.
I thought that was so freaking hilarious, dude. It's like, yeah, I got to take my dad to this goth show. He likes it. I'm not really into it, but I'm just going to take him.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. It's funny, too, when I was at this place, because I look around and I like to see the different ages of people that are at these shows.
Yeah.
Right. So at this show, there's obviously a lot of people in there from there, whatever. But then there was a ton of young people there too.
Oh, really?
And that's, I was like, oh, that's really cool. Right. Uh-huh. Like the band is still like, cause they're playing their old records at these two shows, but their new music is really good too. So obviously that they have these younger fans that got into them at a later stage. And it was funny when I went to see a few other bands like that too, like Papa Roach, right?
Mm-hmm.
Papa Roach, people my age, but then you had all these younger people too. And it was just really cool to see that some of these bands are able to keep a younger fan base.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of like a relatively new thing because I've noticed that too with like bands like Korn or Limp Bizkit and like other bands. Like, I think there's just been a resurgence in general. And I think young people are like kind of like into that music now. I mean, the fashion is the same. I was taking my kids, you know, back to school shopping. I'm looking around. I'm like, this is the same clothes that I had in high school, you know?
Yeah.
But now 25 years later, it's the same clothes I had in high school. But it took 25 years for that to come around because in between that was a whole bunch of different fashion, a whole bunch of different, you know, designs. But it's ironic and funny that it is the same, but it did take a long time for that to turn around. And I think bands like Korn and stuff, like they were just, I think there was a long time when they were probably like asking themselves like, why are we doing this? You know?
Yeah.
But now there's like this resurgence. And what's crazy is like, just this week, Deftones dropped new music, you know, like it's kind
of with
crazy.
AFI.
Yeah, I know the AFI stuff. Have you seen I don't know if you're like super familiar with AFI and like Davey Havoc and stuff how basically Davey Havoc changes his style with each album, you know? So like, and a funny thing that I saw is like you have all these kind of like newer AFI fans or like who are used to like the previous Davey Havoc incarnation is like the 80s version of him, you know? So they got used to that. And then he comes out as like this hippie, like afroed mustached guy. you know,
he's kind of in between. Like, he looks like a hippie, but also a truck driver.
Yeah.
At the same
time. That's a very good description.
Right. You're like,
yeah. But then like, there's a time that he went from like punk, you know, and then like in the late 90s, early 2000s, it was like, I mean, he had like straight hair and was wearing makeup and very emo, you know? And so it's just like, this is like a pattern. It's not new kind of thing.
Yeah. There's a funny picture and it shows the emo makeup him and then the new version of him together. And it's like, oh, look, son and dad are together.
Yeah. It's very funny. But I think it's cool how like all these things are having resurgences and stuff like that, you know. And
Green Day was a big one. When they were playing at Coachella, they weren't the headliner, but they were right before the headliner, which is essentially the headliner. And I'm on the Reddit, the Coachella Reddit, right, subreddit, and there was all these people, and they're like, Green Day was the best band out of the whole weekend. I've never even heard of Green Day.
Oh,
like,
wow.
There's some of these younger kids.
Yeah.
This is my new favorite band. And you're like, oh my gosh.
But here's the rub to that, I think. And it applies to the truck world too. Like, you have to, it happens with movies and stuff too. You have to like, be like, oh, cool, you like that? Here, let me show you something else. I know it's very easy to go like, well, of course Green Day's been around. You know, how did you not know that? And kind of berate them a little bit. Mm-hmm. And same thing in the truck world. Like, people are like, you know, figuring stuff out in the truck world, or like liking mods, or like liking old wheels or something. And you're like, oh, that's been around forever, you know? So I think it's very easy to berate them, but it's also a great opportunity to be like, hey, you like that? That's really cool. Check this out. And then,
yeah,
you know, have them grow as fans and people, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Let people decide what they're going to like and not like, instead of treating them like they're stupid or whatever. Yeah.
And don't be the like back in my day guy. And I know that's like, it's very easy. Another very easy thing to slip into, you know?
Yeah. And it also is okay to do that every once in a while, because if you do it in a non-berating way, like you were saying, then it's more of like a explaining instead of,
yes. Yeah.
You know
what
I mean?
And that's what I was talking about, the movie thing. Cause like, how many times have you been like, oh, my favorite movie is this. And you're like, oh, I've never seen it. And then a lot of people go, you've never seen that movie?
Yeah.
You go, no, you that's the opportunity to be like, oh no, it's a really good movie. And so watch this movie and then check this out. And then, you know, there's this, I don't know if you've ever heard of a comic called, I think it's called XCXYZ or something. I don't know. It's just this comic. It doesn't matter. Basically there's this one like, little thing made where it's all like, there are new people learning stuff every day, you know? So exactly what we're saying, just take those people and nurture them rather than shut them down, you know?
Yeah.
Cause there's always going to be someone new. Just because you've seen it doesn't mean everybody else has seen it.
And eventually you're going to be the person so far out of the loop that it doesn't matter the cool things you did back in the day.
Yeah.
Those people don't care about you. Exactly. You are now, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You are now uninterested to them, and like, it doesn't matter.
Right. Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Good conversation.
See what you say? You said, what are we going to talk about? And I was like, we'll always figure it out.
Yeah, we always do. Building a plane as it's falling.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, coming into this week's episode, I'm like, my brain is cooked, man. I've been beating my head against the wall for an entire week. But anyway, doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. All right.
All right. Well, we'll see you next week to blab about something else.
Yeah. If you made it this far, go to our website.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Welcome to the end. Congratulations. To the end. Thanks for sticking with us.
We appreciate it.
Yeah, we do. All right. We'll see you later.
Later. Bye.